Do you find yourself asking the same questions over and over? Who am I? Why am I here? Why was I put on earth at this time in history? You're not alone. You are quite literally made of the same things as the planet you live on, the universe we're hurtling through, the sun we rotate around, and the planets and stars that are our galactic neighbors. If you've been feeling adrift, lost in a loop of existential questions, or just want to understand more about the cosmic miracle that is you, I have great news. You are in possession of a unique interstellar roadmap, and I can help you read it. My name is Tracy White, and I'm a professional astrologer with over 20 years experience. My practice, Shine Bright Astrology, is now open for new and existing virtual clients. You can reserve a session with me, and together we can journey through your astrological treasure map. Whether it's your first reading or your 20th, there are always gems to be discovered. Find me on social media at Shine Bright Astrology, and online at shinebrightastrology.com to reserve your time now. I can't wait to meet you and the stars you're made of. Happy Moon Monday, and welcome to Glow Girl for the week of October 11th, 2021. So I want to take a quick sec to address a thing I keep seeing all over social media. Again, this happens every Mercury retrograde and sometimes other times too, which is a common theme, things from the past coming back to haunt us during a Mercury retrograde. But this one thing is particularly haunting to me as an astrologer, and it's about Ophiuchus. WTF is Ophiuchus, you may ask. Ophiuchus, or Ophiuchus, depending on how you want to say that, is the so-called 13th sign of the zodiac. And the social media post going around shows a graphic basically reassigning many people to new zodiac signs to make room for the brand new 13th sign. Okay, listen, I've covered this before on this very podcast, actually. I am addressing it all over social media. I'm commenting all over posts. I don't have time for this, but it's relevant now. So I want to reiterate it in the nicest and most concise way possible. This meme, this rumor, this 13th sign of the zodiac is, in a word, horseshit. So the longer story about this is that Ophiuchus is one of the 88 constellations recognized by astronomers. And yes, the sun does move past the constellation of Ophiuchus during a couple of weeks at the end of November and early December. But that does not mean that Western astrology, the one that we're pretty much all familiar with here, at least on this podcast and in most of the Western world, is changing up the whole system of 12 signs, 30 degrees each, making up a 360 degree circular chart. Okay, we're not doing that. So there's some ancient history, literally ancient history, behind why Ophiuchus didn't make the cut as part of the zodiac. And there are also some astrological systems in Asia and places like India that do use Ophiuchus in their zodiac systems. But the bottom line here is that no, your sign isn't changing. If you were a Sagittarius before, you're still one now, and you're not sure what sign you actually are, there's an easy solution. A natal chart calculator on a trusted site like astro.com or even Cafe Astrology can tell you very easily. And so can a trusted astrologer like me. And I promise that none of us are going to try to eliminate the Scorpios from the zodiac. And none of us are going to try to file you under a weird new sign that you've never heard of. So you have my word on that. And I'm a pro. So deep breaths. Okay. If you see this post, either scroll on by knowing the truth. You can be smug about it. That's fine. I'm giving you permission for that. Or you can comment to let them know to stop trying to make Ophiuchus happen. It's never going to happen. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about this week's lunations so we know what to expect.
Life gets busy, and fitting in time to help yourself can be tricky. That's why we're such huge fans of BetterHelp Online Counseling. Finally, it's a way to connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment when it's convenient for you. Get help at your own time, at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Licensed professional counselors specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, LGBTQ plus matters, grief, self-esteem, or if you just need to talk. Anything you share is confidential, and if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new anyone at any time at no additional charge. We're talking 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide at your fingertips. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp offers 4 communication modes, and best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available. We want you to start living a happier life today. So as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/glow. You're going to join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. All of us here at Girls Girls Media included. Again, that's betterhelp.com/glow. I'm an accessories girl, a boho accessories girl specifically. I like layered necklaces and wrap bracelets. My whole aesthetic is cool girl at the farmer's market. So when I find gorgeous jewelry that fits my vibe, I'm all over it. Current wrist obsession is Victoria Emerson wrap bracelets. And I am not alone. Jessica Alba, Vanessa Hudgens, Busy Phillips, Brenda Song, you know, all my besties, they're fans too. Victoria Emerson doesn't just have wrap bracelets. They also have boho cuffs, earrings, and necklaces. They even have Apple Watch bands, you guys. I have so many pieces and I layer them. I get compliments constantly. I was just at the self-checkout last week and the cashier came over and was like, oh my God, I love your wrap bracelet. And spoiler, it was the Mendoza style. You have to get it. It's so, so cute. Each piece is created with genuine materials, including real crystals, stones, pearls, and gold, as well as 14 karat and 18 karat gold plated jewelry. Also awesome, and this is my favorite part, I'm not even kidding you, Victoria Emerson is inclusive with most styles, offering multiple points. Also awesome, like my absolute favorite thing about this, Victoria Emerson is inclusive with most styles, offering multiple points to fasten the piece or extensions. You can adjust it to be as loose or as snug as you'd like, and it's so easy to put on. There, you can take it on and off with just this magnetic clasp on the cuffs and loop fasteners on the wrap bracelets. Like, it's so easy and I love it. And they just were so thoughtful in the whole design. There's brand new styles that just landed online for the fall season. As listeners, you can buy one, get one free on the entire collection by visiting victoriaemerson.com/glowgirl and using code GLOW. Again, that is victoriaemerson.com/glowgirl and use the code GLOWGIRL. You can buy one, get one free off the entire collection.
Okay, so on Monday, October 11th, the final week of Mercury retrograde begins with a waxing Sagittarius moon that will be void of course from 12:30 a.m. Eastern time until 1:14 p.m. Okay, so it might be a sleepy start to your Monday, and it's a great day to spend under the covers if your school or work is closed here in the U.S. for maybe Indigenous Peoples Day. I would say just don't overindulge like the Sag moon might nudge you to, okay? At 1:14 p.m., the void period ends when Luna moves out of Sag and into responsible Capricorn. Your afternoon might feel a little bit more productive as you get caught up on the chores you put off in the morning. Now, after last week's new moon, we're officially in the waxing phase all of this week. The waxing time is the time between a new moon and a full moon, and waxing means that the illuminated area of the moon, which is what we can see in the sky, is increasing. It's waxing. It's getting larger. Okay. A waxing moon is a great time to reflect on the intentions you set at the new moon time, fertilizing what you planted, feeding your goals with positive energy and helpful progression. Okay. You can practice affirmations while the moon is waxing. This is one of my favorite ways to do this. And my favorite new affirmation that I have heard a lot of people using is also a TikTok favorite. The affirmation is, I don't chase, I attract. What belongs to me will simply find me. It's very easy and it works. Okay. Now on Tuesday, October 12th, this day, we have the first quarter moon or the half moon in Capricorn. It falls in the evening at 11:24 p.m. Eastern time, which is a great time to look up and feel affirmed in what you've been working toward in all aspects of your life. The first quarter moon is basically the lunar cycles. You can do it, girl. Keep going. Hype girl cheer, right? And with this one falling in the work hard, reap rewards sign of Capricorn, you can feel validated in all the effort you've been putting in recently. During the day today on Tuesday, you might feel like you and the people around you are serious and have their noses to the grindstone all day. Just try to remember to stay flexible, okay? Both in your expectations of yourself and others, and flexible in your body too. Capricorn's ruling planet is Saturn, and Saturn rules our bones and joints. Give yours a break from the desk chair and the screens now and then, and you'll have a much more productive day. on Wednesday, October 13th. Depending on your time zone, you may wake up to a void moon today. The Capricorn moon is void on Wednesday from 6:53 a.m., again, Eastern time, to 4:47 p.m., which is a big chunk of time. Okay. Expect it to kind of feel like driving with the brakes on most of the workday on Wednesday. Plan for delays, plan for your text tone being taken in the wrong way, and just kind of a groggy, grumpy vibe for a lot of folks today. It's not a bad day. It's just one that feels like moving through quicksand when you know you have a to-do list that's a mile long. Things do get better when Luna moves into Aquarius at 4:47 p.m. and out of the void period. The end of the workday might suddenly be when breakthroughs happen. Teams click into sync and all the group projects suddenly find their groove. On Thursday, October 14th, Thursday's moon is in quirky Aquarius all day, and it is a beautiful day for getting intellectual, working with technology, forming or joining groups or causes, and being right about things, which is something we all like, just being right about things. Now, enjoy this lighter feeling of unity and understanding on Thursday, and remember that everyone else probably also thinks they're right about all the things too. So take a breath during this air moon day and hear out your fellow man. You'll never be sorry for making genuine connections. Now on Friday, October 15th, we have another long void aqua moon period today from 8:32 a.m. Eastern to 10:21 p.m. It is a doozy of a day with misunderstandings galore. Okay. Plan around your patience today. Don't let feelings of superiority, which can sometimes show up with Aquarius moons, don't let those undo the progress you made in the group settings yesterday. This too shall pass, especially once the Pisces moon arrives tonight. And unfortunately, you might be asleep when it finally does. Now, on Saturday, October 16th, today is a beaut. Okay. The Pisces moon on all of Saturday makes it a lovely day for love, for real soul connections, for indulging in the beauty all around us. Celebrate the loves in your life today by dreaming of your ideal future together, getting creative with an artistic endeavor, or just listening to music that stirs your soul. Today is Sweetest Day in the United States, which is sort of a fall answer to Valentine's Day, I guess, but also Sweetest Day is a day for acts of kindness. Nothing better exemplifies the best of a Pisces moon day than loving your fellow humans with a heartfelt compliment, words of appreciation, maybe a generous tip at brunch, flowers for no reason, or just handling that really annoying, gross chore that you know someone in your life despises doing themselves. Celebrate love today in all the ways. On Sunday, another lovely Pisces moon day. It's perfect for quieting down, listening to your intuition, connecting with yourself, and enjoying some solitude if you're able to. Don't get so caught up in your daydreams today that you overindulge, because Pisces moons can sometimes influence us to eat too much, drink too much, spend too much, or listen to our most emoist playlist and hurt our own feelings with heartbreaking songs over and over again. Feel your feels today, but love yourself enough to know when enough is enough. There's a void period tonight, Sunday evening from 7:23 p.m. until 6:03 Monday morning, which means it's a perfect time to snuggle up early, enjoy some comfort programming or a good book, and head to bed, get a lot of rest before starting the new week with fresh energy. For this week's mystical morsel, I have a little bit more astrology for you, but it's good stuff. This is really good. So I want to talk about this feeling that I've been feeling, and I'm wondering if you have been too. Have you been feeling stuck? Like, have you been feeling like you keep reading the same page over and over again and not retaining the story? Like, no matter how many steps forward you take, you wake up the next day miles behind. Like when you make a little bit of progress, it seems to unravel in your hands, or like you have all the energy you have to focus on is you. And even that seems difficult some days. I have some good news. There are planets to blame for that. So in late April, Pluto began its yearly retrograde period. In late May, Saturn followed. And in late June, Jupiter joined the retro party. This trio of planets has been traveling pretty closely together in Capricorn and then Aquarius since early 2020. And while they each retrograde yearly, it's been pretty intense having them all retrograding together for nearly half of this year. Okay. The good news is that they are all turning direct this month. Now, what does that mean for us? And what does it mean for you? The first one out of the gate is Pluto. Pluto is the planet of death and rebirth. Sounds dramatic. Pluto is a little dramatic. Since the planet went retrograde in Capricorn in late April, we've been reflecting on what needs to change in our professional and public lives. Things like jobs, career paths, business relationships, the patriarchy. All these things are kind of on the chopping block, but with the purpose of making room for new opportunities. Once Pluto starts moving forward, we can slowly begin that transformation process. Okay. Now, Pluto is moving forward on October 6th. So we're already seeing that, but Pluto moves very, very slowly. So we're going to be in that shadow period with Pluto for a while. You can expect to start feeling this Pluto direct energy toward the end of this week and into next week. Now, we're looking at the second planet here, Saturn. Saturn is the planet of responsibilities, restrictions, work, and service. And Saturn has been retrograde in since late May of this year and is also in Aquarius right now. While Saturn has been posted up in one of its home signs, the rulership of Aquarius is shared by Saturn and Uranus. It has placed some emphasis on our individual role in society. So it brings up that notion of what can I contribute? And that age-old Aquarian question, how does my contribution impact society? I know this is kind of heavy stuff, but Saturn is not lightweight, okay? Saturn is the taskmaster, the teacher, and the big daddy of the solar system and starts moving full force. It's time to get to work. Saturn direct will bring us a greater sense of discipline and the ability to implement new structures in our lives and in our society. The post-retrograde shadow period kind of winds up in mid-January 2022, but Saturn will actually be direct this month on October 10th. Now, known as the planet of abundance, blessings, expansions, Jupiter has had quite the retrograde journey. So Jupiter officially went retrograde at 2 degrees of Pisces back in late June of this year. Jupiter was briefly in this water sign and gave us a little bit of insight into what the beginning of 2022 is going to look like for us. You may remember on this podcast, me talking about how Jupiter's brief dip into Pisces in June would see us feeling some hope again, dreaming about the future and the lives that we want to get back to living. So things like travel plans, family gatherings, spiritual meetups, and this sort of overblown confidence that COVID is on the way out. These were my main predictions at that time, and I feel like they were accurate. The struggle there is that once the universe's Santa Claus went retrograde, we started having to deal with the consequences of our actions, and COVID cases began to rise again. Another impact is that for some of us and worldwide, there were some financial slowdowns. The stock market has sort of stalled out, and things that were looking promising in the spring have kind of dwindled a bit. Now, at the end of July, Jupiter retrograded back into Aquarius, where the planet will remain until December 28th of this year. There were loose ends that needed to be tied up related to that meeting of Jupiter and Saturn in late December of 2020, things like supply chain and employment struggles, the stock market, like I mentioned before, and yes, COVID too. Jupiter's time in Aquarius is amplifying all of those Saturnian themes of work and responsibilities, but put some purpose behind them. Now that Jupiter will be moving forward, people are more likely to come together with the intent of a better tomorrow for all. Supply chain solutions will start to emerge. The financial world will see some progressive movements. With both Jupiter and Saturn back in Aquarius, there is this greater emphasis on unity at this time, but also societal revolutions in many areas, necessary ones, I must say. Jupiter will again be in that sort of shadow period until early January 2022, but Jupiter goes direct on October 18th. In addition to these three planetary powerhouses all spinning forward again, Mercury retrograde also ends on October 17th in the sign of Libra. I don't know many people who will be sorry to see this super intense retrograde period head on down the road. It has been a rough one for a lot of us. Now that all of these planets will be direct again, life is going to start feeling like it's coming at us fast. Everything will feel like it's speeding up, like we're in a free fall, like we can make progress again. Okay. Like we're climbing a mountain, but we can actually get footing. You know, we're not slipping and sliding and backsliding. So you'll notice that you may feel less introspective and more engaged with the world and the people around you. You'll feel more disciplined and like you have the energy to take on big changes that you know you need to make in your life. You'll feel like the inner work that you've been doing is yielding some results, and you might feel like doing some outer work on you now too. Your relationships will start to feel more genuine, and this might be because inauthentic people have fallen away from you organically during some of these retrogrades, which is always a nice thing. You'll feel lighter and fresher and ready to take on whatever obstacles are in your path. You will feel your own power again, and you'll be ready to use it for good. So I would say that with all these planets heading into forward motion, just hold on to your butts, guys. The universe is ready to start moving ahead again, and you are along for the ride. So stay hydrated, take your vitamins, get the rest you deserve and your body needs, because you have big things to accomplish and it's time to get back on the road. As always, thank you so much for tuning in this week, and be sure to tune in next week for a brand new episode of Glow Girl on Moon Monday. I do love spending these moon days with you. Also, just a reminder to make sure you're subscribed to the Girls Girls Podcast Network, Girls Girls Radio, so that you can hear new episodes of Glow Girl, Girls Girls, Atta Girl, and our brand new podcasts. I cannot get enough of the hilarious Her Royal Highness. Brittany and Meredith get a little bit high and talk about the weird things the royals are up to, and I love everything about it. Also, we have our first pod with a boy person. Can you believe that? The Stock Daddy podcast, where Meredith and Mr. Brittany himself, Andy Gibbons, talk about stocks and the market and how to get in on all this investment stuff that we don't fully understand, but I like to blame on the planets. Yeah. So you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Glow Girl Pod. You can book your astrological services with me at shinebrightastrology.com. And the very best place to get all the advance notice of big happenings is our exclusive Facebook group, the Girls Girls Community. It is an all women private Facebook group. It is free to join, and we love everything about that place. All of our podcast network's hosts are in there, minus Andy. And it's where we overshare all of our personal details, which is why he's not there. It's where we go live with our big announcements and fun events, like our amazing midlife crisis wine retreat that I'm pretty sure is sold out, but we have other retreats coming up that we want to make sure that you get information about. And so if you're in the group, you will get first notice of those things and first dibs on tickets. So join us in the private Facebook group, the Girls Girls Community, and come be our friends. Glow Girl is a production of Girls Girls Media, and our music is, as always, by the amazing Breakmaster Cylinder. Shine bright.